Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Love the rats. You think it's a problem how much my happiness is connected to the Miami Heat? Like, is that a healthy way to be living? Because I got my joy back yesterday.
I'd say you're probably going to be 50-50
here's
all
the
season.
Deal. It's hard to tie in your happiness with the Miami Heat as of right now because there's too much uncertainty.
I disagree, though, but you want to know what is certain? I know I got Jovich, dude. I got him. And this
but here's the deal.
He is so – Leroy, can I just say?
Yeah.
He's so much fun to watch. I love him. Yeah. He killed it yesterday.
He can play a bunch of positions. He can play the point. He can back somebody down.
But it's
like, yeah, but here's the problem.
Hmm?
Next game, he might play 15 minutes.
Mm-mm. This is team
You
now.
Said that about Kalel.
I'm telling you, dude.
You said that about Kalel.
I'm telling you right now. Okay. We are in a moment right now, okay?
I'm scared of that.
Heat fans need to realize in a moment when a moment is happening. And I'm telling you right now, the franchise is getting turned over to this kid. I'm telling you, something is. Don't look at me like that. That's
your Reds on skip on Bam.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're just
this no. Bam's here. Bam's here.
Okay, but this is his franchise now.
So Bam is gonna be UD.
No. Bam is not turning UD.
That's a bold statement.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you.
That is crazy.
In its moment.
Let me fix that. I don't mean 17-year vet UD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about UD when he was starting.
I'm telling you the way this kid is, the way that he's able to get his teammates involved with sick passes. But then last night, Steph Curry is starting to do Steph Curry things. All right. And he's blowing. First of all, he put Nico on skates, but blows past Nico and Bam, brings him to within one. And Nico says, back-to-back threes, get Steph to foul him for a four-point play, and the young Serbian gives him the old DX suck it chop right while he's laying down in front of it. Was very inappropriate, but also wildly hilarious. And he tells this legend, hey, you know what it means. You know what it means. And I'm telling you, dude, there's just a confidence this kid has played with. There's a demeanor that he plays with. Something about him that just feels like something's flipped. And his teammates love him. There was some point yesterday where he gets a basket. There's a steal and he gets a bucket. And then he like starts like looking towards the bench and gets very upset with himself. And I can only imagine it's because Kevin Love had a bit planted for him that he forgot to do. And he was very upset. Dude.
Or he didn't dunk it.
Maybe.
How are you going to be 6'10 and do a layup?
It's possible. But I'm telling you, Leroy, we are here. The Jovich era is upon us. And don't look at me like that, Marcos. You're shaking your head.
Crazy, dude.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
Marcos.
Yes.
We've been down this path before.
this is like... amazing turnaround time.
It's not amazing.
This is
first
wild.
Of all, Bam was awesome yesterday, okay, and you didn't apologize
to him. I wouldn't say
and
awesome
I just want to say something to you personally,
yeah.
Frog Boy.
Yeah.
You're bad people because you pestered me and bullied me into Bam Adebayo takes yesterday, which I am not proud of.
No way, dude.
And you want to know what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
He cooked the Warriors. Okay, that's so what happened.
What is this? Is a response legacy game?
It wasn't a response. It was a bounce back game. It was a bounce back game.
Okay.
Well, it didn't help that he had Draymond Green in front of him.
Well, I didn't force you to say this.
I'm going to tell you. Adebayo, Bismack Biyombo, samesies.
Just like, wow.
I'm telling you, last night, huge bounce back.
Huge bounce back.
Huge bounce back. Jaime Jaquez has found his way. Okay.
All right.
Jaime Jaquez.
Bam called it. He said a breakthrough was possible. He did say that.
Well, that was the breakdown yesterday.
Wow.
They all go into the locker room. Mm. All right. They gather around.
Mm.
They go, 1, 2, 3. Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Yeah. Straight.
Can I just add to this?
To the point.
Wow. Hmm?
Can I just add to this?
Yeah.
Everything you said about the players is awesome.
Yeah.
But we all know what's coming, dude.
No.
Like, you say no every time, and then a player or two will be sitting on the end of the bench for three games.
Leroy, there's no way Eric Spoelstra.
You said that about Kalel when he had 25 and he played 13 minutes in a 49, a double overtime game.
First of all, there's
been. Explain that then.
There's become. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it. The way I feel.
Because I'm telling you. We're watching a turning of the tide here, and the young
in 24
bulls.
4 hours.
Yeah. Well, no. It's been happening. It's been happening.
No, sure. Because here, maybe they got all those minutes for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because the night before they played double overtime, so Spo, and now we're gonna go back to normal.
No, they had. Well, maybe I don't know. Hard to say. But
But that's all I'm saying. That worries me. You could see these guys play this well,
mm-mm.
And then the very next week, next game, 13 minutes.
You can't take away the symbiosis that has happened between Jovic and Kalel together.
Oh, yes.
Because, yes. I'm telling you, you can't do it. These guys, Leroy,
I got history on my side. You got hope.
Spokane.
I got history. You got hope.
I'm telling you, dude, he can't do it. These guys together.
History, you have hope.
I don't have hope. I'm watching. It's almost like an artistry together. Two figure skaters on the ice together making beautiful art. That is Kalel Ware and Nico Jovic together. It's my favorite thing in the games.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I feel the way I feel based on the history of how this has gone?
We got no other options, baby.
No,
what else is he going to do? What can he do?
I have history and facts on my side. This is what happened. And you're like, not this time. You said that about Kalel. Didn't he play 13 minutes in a double overtime game?
Last night, 18.
Oh. Also, remember the Jim VP.
What about that?
You just said it, you know, and Leroy was like, you know, what makes you just say it? And you were right.
This is not a case of I'm telling you the Heat are going to win, are going to go on some crazy run. I'm just telling you this kid, this 21-year-old Serbian, that the keys are getting handed over to him.
Dude,
I'm telling you right now. It doesn't mean he's going to score the most.
Mm. Yep,
it doesn't mean he's going to rebound the most.
Tobin got a brand new shipment of Acme products last night. That's what you are.
He is like the skeleton.
Come on.
No.
Listen, I'm not saying that anything you're saying is not true. Those young players, those young kids playing together are unbelievable. The energy or whatever. Me personally, I think that they should teach Kalel and get him in the right positions and teach him about rebounding and all that stuff while doing what he's doing while he's playing. Okay? I think that's something that you learn by playing over and over and over again and people getting on your case about not getting rebounds. Not going to Sioux Falls when you're taller than everybody and you can dominate them and you get.
He's not going to Sioux Falls, though. Forget the Sioux Falls. All right? It was one trip.
That being said, there is no reason in the world that Kalel, the tallest, most athletic tall this team has, should not be playing more than half the game.
It's happening. It's going to happen. I'm telling you.
You're both okay, but I have history that says, no, it's not.
It takes a while.
What's going to happen when they have eight players and he's the only one available?
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. The tide is turning.
He's going to get like 27 points, 10 rebounds, three threes, and everybody's going to do like you're doing. And then the next game, he's going to go back to 13 minutes.
No, because here's the...
This is what has happened for years with this man.
I know.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't have a choice now. Like, this is his benchmark.
Why not?
Because the chemistry between... Leroy, the chemistry between him and Jovic is too good. He's not going to...
For 18 minutes of chemistry. How long is a basketball game? You got 30 more minutes. You need some more chemistry from somewhere to win basketball.
Nico yesterday played 34, so he let Nico get the run. I'm telling you, Kalel's going to get more run. These guys play too good together.
Okay. All I'm saying is you hope. I'm saying history dictates that won't happen. And you can't tell me I'm wrong because I have a history of this happening since Spo has been a coach with bigs. All of a sudden, after all these, how long has Spo been coaching?
18 years as head
18
coach.
18 years. After 18 years, now you gonna tell me it's different this time?
Yeah. I think it's different this time.
Okay. Okay. Again, you have hope. I have history.
I'd say you guys make a wager.
What do you mean?
Like a minute total. Together, they have to play this amount of minutes. Can you find that? Is this too complicated? Because you're very sure this is going to happen.
It's just Kalel.
This is not Kalel.
Jovic is going to get his minutes. I believe Jovic will get his minutes.
Yeah.
It's Kalel.
My bigger take is on the Jovic thing.
His minutes
I can't trust Spo quite on the Kalel thing.
But
that's just because Kalel might go a game where he doesn't get a rebound. Spo gets petty and he sits him. But I will tell you for real.
Sound like he agrees with.
No. I understand your mistrust. I understand your mistrust.
Same ZC.
But I'm telling you, Leroy, I'm telling you right now, when those 18 minutes they play together, it's the greatest 18 minutes of Heat basketball every single night. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm telling you, they have a chemistry together.
The young, and here's the thing. When was the last time the Heat were this big when those two were in the game?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm right, but that's what I'm saying. So if they can just get Kalel, hey, Kalel, like, we appreciate the blocks and all that stuff. Get the damn rebounds, dude. Be athletic and get rebounds.
Man. By the way, man, did we...
There's so many options, I think. Like, I don't know what the reasoning is, but don't we feel like there's... options they could put out there to make the team better right now?
I think they're starting to do that. That's what I'm seeing. Maybe a little less Terry Rozier. A little more Duncan Robinson. But other than that.
Oh, now we back on the dunk train.
Love dunks. Dunks.
Dude. Marcos? This is like. This is like watching your best friend break up and redate his same girl for like 5 years.
I did start the show today asking, is it a problem that my happiness is directly connected to the Miami Heat? I did ask that question to you guys.
I'm just saying. Look, Marcos, this was like, everybody have that friend, right? You see him 1 month, me and my girl, we going to Cabo. And then you see him the next month, we broke up. See him the next month, we back, dog. It was just a temporary thing. But, we worked it out. And do you, everybody have that friend?
We're not going to Cabo.
This is you in the Heat.
No, we're
this
not.
This is you in the Heat. This is you with dunks. This is you, like, yeah, man. Because tomorrow, listen, the next game, he'll go 1-for-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Heat will lose because he went 1-for-7, and you'll be back on the other side.
No, dude, because teamwork makes the dream work. And the thing that I love about Duncan is not even his shooting. It's the fact that he's the only guy on the team that passes the ball to Bam Adebayo, which gets him into his comfort zone. And, Duncan Robinson and Bam Adebayo, they're not going to Cabo, all right? They're going to Labo because they throw up those alley-oops. Boom, crush those lobs down, dude. Nobody else looks for Bam. No, please don't.
Minus one.
Why?
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't like it. I thought it was good, though. Was good.
Dude.
You know, like a lob, Lee. You like that. Like
wait. Hey, dude, we need to take, this is like, we got to take you out for drinks. after trying to get back with your girl again and say, dude, just let it go.
Dude, I'm on very little sleep.
It is what it is.
I'm on very little sleep, okay? And so my heat takes maybe.
All the players that you're praising, you're going to send them to the Utes in a couple of days.
I'm not going to do that.
Because the ebbs and flows of basketball, you're going to get got, and then you go, hey, how about a little less this? How about a little less? So look, next game, here's what's going to happen. Terry Rozier is going to have like 20. Right? Hold on. He's going to have like 20. He's going to make some stones threes, right? And then you're going to come in and then, oh, that combination with, oh, did they give him the spots? And oh, my goodness. Like, relax.
I am relaxed. Stop.
You're not relaxed.
I'm relaxed.
We're watching you drive your truck down the icy road and your brakes don't work. And it's not going fast. It's going real slow. And we know you're going to crash, but you won't jump out of the car. And
broadcasting live from the...
Whoa. You telling me something?
You won't jump out of the car.
Lemons.
You won't save yourself because you want to save your truck.
Does Len have a remote for clock now all of a sudden?
I guess so, dude. That's
cool. I understand. I understand your concern, and I appreciate it. And I'm on very little sleep. In fact, nope. I was going to take a nap pregame.
Sleep, Chris Greer.
No, I was gonna take a pregame nap. I completely forgot we agreed to do Robbie's podcast, and so I was like, oh no. Ooh. So then I had to fire up a Cafe Bustelo. So then I was like this. Oh man. Now I got all these thoughts because Jovic, dude, and I'm excited.
Why don't you do what I do?
Hmm?
Get up and watch the rest in the morning.
Nah, I gotta watch it live. I'm not a big replay guy.
But the people don't know.
No, I know the people don't know, but I like watching it live.
Okay.
It was a fun day of the NBA, too, yesterday.
Oh,
crazy.
Oh my Speaking goodness. Of the youth, no, oh Trae Young. Goodness.
Look, wait, Trae Young is unbelievable. I mean, he made it like it was nothing. Yeah. But did you see the comments about this dude now wanting Zion?
Who, me?
Yes, what are you doing?
I'll tell you about that coming up next.
You will be miserable.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Our headlines always brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Utah Hockey Club.
The Utes.
10 o'clock. TNT tonight. So for those looking, it's a national TV game, Leroy, if you're going to stay up and watch the Utes. D-Wade's Utes.
9 or 10?
10. I was like,
why does every team have to be on a West Coast trip at the same damn time?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Something about why don't they stagger them? You can watch continuous South Florida sports.
Exactly, dude. 100%.
Isn't that always the case, though? Aren't they always playing the same day?
They have been on the same day. The last time the Panthers played the Avalanche, it was the same night as the Kings game. And I had the Panthers on TV because of the Channel 9. So I was like, all right, I got that on. I had the Heat on the laptop. And then I got the last fourth quarter, which was my heartbreak. I watched alone. But
dude, I'm telling you.
What?
You need to.
I'm relaxed, dude. I swear, I really don't think I'm overreacting here. But you and I are Jovic guys. We've seen this with him.
Listen, here's my deal. Jovic has been a professional basketball player almost longer than Bam.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me he don't know how to play professional basketball.
They asked him last night, Eric and John asked him last night about passing us. And he was basically like, I've done since child.
But I don't understand why we do that. You ever notice European basketball players pick it up quickly?
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing pro basketball before they got here, not college. They've been playing against grown-ass men.
He's fun, but you want to know what's different about Nico? Like, he has, like, we watch Joker, right? And Joker is kind of, like, stoic. You know, for the most part, like he's even like Luka kind of whines a lot. There's not like a ton of, I don't want to say there's not a ton of flash to his game, but he doesn't like rub it in people's face very much. Like he has the famous meme with Devin Booker. What I love about Nico is that like He's doing all the celebrations. He's like a peacock out there. He's got Serbian swag.
But again, my whole thing about this was when they drafted him, I'm like, he's young, but he's already been a pro for 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, why does that not mean, why are we treating him like he's 19 and just came from Villanova?
I don't know.
And so from that standpoint, it's like, I get he needs to pick up on certain things and the system and all that stuff. But hell, he's been doing it more than some of the guys you got that you're playing.
He is the system.
So I'm like, all right, here we go. And like, I was excited to watch that game, to see the young guys, the new, you know, injection of something different than we've seen the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years.
You want to know, right? You know what else?
It was exciting. And then I got pissed off because I know that tomorrow ain't going to be today.
Oh, you can't trust him.
Totally different.
You can't trust him. I mean, that is totally
right. So that's my point. You're like, oh no, not this time, you sucker. You're falling for it.
I'm not saying a run's coming. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that thing. I've already been bit in the ass multiple times. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing Wile E. Coyote. I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
Why? Just because I say it's Nikola Jovic's franchise now?
No. Just because you say it's different this time.
We're talking two different things. I'm not talking about how good they're going to be. I'm not talking about runs. I'm just saying this kid's it. Like, he what do the kids say? He's him. He's him.
Yep.
That's what he is.
All right.
Nikola Jovic is him.
And you know what's more important than you thinking he's him? Spo.
Let's hear from him. I'm sure Spo was raving about him yesterday. You got Spo.
No. I'm sure Spo was raving about him.
He had to sing his praises.
Let me do a Spo. Listen. He's earned those minutes. He's earned those minutes with his work. He's really putting in the time and the effort. He's dedicating himself to both sides of the court. And so, yes, he earned those minutes. There you go.
You got Spo after yesterday's game there.
Ready. And yeah, again, it's all these moments that lead up to the game. Shoot-arounds, practices, film sessions, walkthroughs, how you do anything is how you do everything. He's learning how to prepare to play well and impact winning. And he's still very young and... you know, he wants to do it as a competitor. And so we're seeing growth. I don't want to say too much about it because I just want him to continue, you know, to make strides and not take any steps back.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. So tomorrow and next week, when we have another comment, another young player balls out, when Kalel has, you know,
I don't know, dude.
Come to me. Don't go to Spo. Come to me.
There's one
been
little difference.
For years.
Okay, but there's one little difference here. There's one little difference. Spo didn't want to say anything, which kind of means.
Film work.
No.
Film work.
Hear me.
Let me ask you a question. What if Fillmore got you buckets?
Okay, but the end there, when you were raging, okay, Spo said, I don't want to say too much, which means he's thinking it. He doesn't want to say it because he's thinking it.
Dude.
Don't want to give him too much credit.
Doesn't want to give him too much credit.
But he's thinking it.
But I'm telling you right now, I think right now.
The Kalel, he's earned his minutes.
I understand.
It's coming.
I understand.
Even though there might only be 8 guys dressed, he's going to say, Kalel, he's earned these minutes. You don't have nobody else, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, when Eric Spoelstra ends it with, I don't want to say too much, it means he's thinking it. And we may be, I don't mean to be bold here, but we may be in the Spovic era. We may be
like
in the Spovic era. I think he's been won over. He knows who his guy is now.
Okay.
All respect to Tyler. All respect to Bam. Hey. Jaime Jaquez. Hey. Love them all.
Hey. Oh, you idiot. We've heard this before. Why are you falling
No, this
for
is
different.
I haven't heard him say, I don't want to say
it
too much. Can I hear Nico on his connection with his road dog, Kalel Ware?
Yeah, you know, it's my little rook. So it's easy to play with him.
He got a rook. Kalel's older than him. He's got a rook.
You know what this all is, though? You know who rubbed off on this, man?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. All those, you know, he hung out with him for his G League game.
Mm-hmm.
He got suspended with him. They had that connection previously, Jimmy Butler and Goran. Goran goes his separate way. And the same way you're using this man to replace Goran Dragic in your heart, Jimmy Butler did the same thing, and now we're seeing the benefit.
Well, this is interesting because there's a lot of talk now, be that, listen, the Bradley Beal, I mean, his, you know, so Jimmy tried to do a thing yesterday where he nuked the market. And he's like, he goes from any other team to, I'm really only going to Phoenix. And then Bradley Beal's agent comes out today and basically is like, mm-mm, because he has the no trade clause. And, you know, you got Windhorst out here basically saying, I think the Heat and Jimmy Butler got to get used to the fact they're probably going to have to play with each other again. But if there was one man who could thaw that icy heart, it's Jovic, dude, it is! That's Jimmy Butler's guy. And if he
now,
just says...
Now, you've not only gone from that, you've gone to assuming a person who's been a certain way for 35 years is going to be different this time.
Not different. I'm just saying if anybody can convince him, it's Jovic.
Convince him to do what? Who's convincing him? 50 million didn't convince him?
Well, he's going to have no choice. What is he going to do? Stay home?
You'd be amazed at how people think.
You're going to continue to just lose millions of dollars?
Okay, real talk here. We're also talking about the same guy who came out and said, I'm just going to ball and deal with it after the season.
Understood. Couldn't be trusted.
Okay, so you fall for it.
I'm not falling for it.
So you telling me if Jovic have a conversation with Jimmy Butler.
That's his guy.
That everything's going to be smoothed over.
I think he could, yes.
You believe this nonsense?
I think if anybody could do it, he could do it.
Tobin, stop!
All right.
What
we gotta take a break
anyway. Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to think, like, who had this as a theme song?
I think you know.
He plays it as an intro to his show.
George Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever do George Lopez at the improv, or is he too big time, Frog Boy?
Too big.
Never trying out material?
Nope.
No, he's filling out like Hard Rock and stuff. Hard Rock.
Yeah, but guys still do the improv just to try stuff out, don't they? Isn't that a thing? Or they don't announce that?
No, like for example, we got Louis C.K. coming up soon. He's pretty big. We had Fluffy, Kevin Hart.
No. Oh, yeah.
Has anybody ever built a career over one joke more than Fluffy?
Fluffy?
I'm not fat, I'm Fluffy. That guy, not that he's not funny. It was Gabriel Iglesias?
Yes.
But that line, man.
He lost some weight, didn't he?
Yeah, but.
He lost some weight.
Got to pick it up. You can't be Fluffy and skinny. I don't care.
I mean, you could be Fluffy and dead.
What?
If you're not healthy.
That's an option. That is an option.
I mean, I'm more than sure he had. If he went that route, he chose it because a doctor or somebody told him, "Yo, we got to have a better lifestyle here."
Son of my business, Fluffy. Eat another cheeseburger. Get on stage. Here for the ha ha.
What song you want? What song you want? As long as you don't have as big a rider as one of the weigh-ins.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, he's got. They said somebody says he has. Diabetes.
Oh.
He was actually at the WWE premiere of Raw on Netflix because he was promoting his Netflix special that I think came out the next day.
Okay. All right, cool.
So still around, still doing great.
Everybody was very excited about that wrestling being on Netflix.
Man, pretty good. Hey, no buffers. So I know Jake Paul was angry.
I don't think Jake Paul, because you know what? The buffers, everybody knew that the fight sucked. It's almost like that gave it more discussion than the fight sucking was Netflix being ruined. So it kind of worked out for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this happened, keep in mind, this also happened with Prime, their first weekend of football.
They did, yes. It did.
So, and I mean, what did they say? 68 million people saw the Tyson ball fight.
Then the Beyonce thing went off without a hitch as well.
Sure did.
So
sure did. We'll get into hour two. We'll get into the press conference from yesterday with the Dolphins, because that was that was a doozy yesterday. But last night,
like, I don't want to yell no more today.
Last night was
because,
a fun
because you already got me going.
Why, dude? I don't mean to. Can I? You know what? I got a trick to make him happy.
Leroy, better not be Terry Rozier.
Did you see what LeBron did last night? Oh, don't you love LeBron? Did you see what he did last night?
No, they lost.
Oh, but you didn't see the highlight everybody's talking about?
I was actually,
dude, there were some sick ass dunks yesterday.
Really?
Not first of
I
all,
saw the LeBron one.
Dude, that LeBron one?
That's one of the best dunks of his career.
It really was. Leroy, I gotta send it to him.
Man.
He switches hand, goes windmill midair.
Yeah. Like it was while taking contact.
And Harlan was on the call, too.
Oh, man. Oh. Imagine having one of the best plays of your career at 40 years old. That's crazy.
It's unfortunate. He's such a bum coach.
Here's the problem. There's outliers in sports. Then everybody thinks their guy could do it. Okay? So now, remember, Tom Brady played until he was, what, 45?
Yeah.
So now everybody thinks their quarterback can play till they're 40. No, it doesn't work that way. Those are outliers, right? LeBron playing into his 40s. So now every athlete thinks, oh, I'm only 35. I got 5 more years in me. Pay me the max. No.
I sent you the highlights so you can watch it as now. You can.
You're on live?
Yeah, I want your live reaction to it.
Okay.
And then you had flying intangibles last night in college. Cooper Flagg had a giant dunk.
Oh, that's right.
And then I think John Shy. Oh, hold on. Let's see what the rest of you. Hold on. He's watching.
Oh! Yeah,
oh, wow.
That was impressive. That was impressive.
See, I told you I'd get him in a better mood. Who's that poor fellow who thought he was getting the block with the right?
Nah. Oh, I think that was Derek Lively.
Yeah, it's Lively.
I think that was Lively.
Hey, do they not know LeBron's left-handed?
You know Derek Lively was born after LeBron's NBA debut?
Ooh.
Take this home to daddy.
Crazy. Now they still lost. They did lose to a Luka Kyrie-less Mavs team.
Yeah. So do people like? It's amazing what he's doing, even though his team's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like to average 20 plus points, right? It's crazy.
It was what? See, I told this make him. It put him in a better mood, didn't I tell?
That's
him?
True.
Zion Williamson yesterday. He made his return.
Dude,
wow.
Can I just tell you?
It's
like being in a car with a child, and every time they pass something they wanted. Ooh, can we stop and get McDonald's? Ooh, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese? Ooh, Disney, can we go to Disney? That's what he turns on the TV and sees highlights or watches part of a game. And then,
He looks in good shape.
I want to trade for him.
You don't think he looks in good shape?
He looked good.
He looked in good shape.
He looked good.
He looked like he was in good shape in the beginning of the year.
It was his first game, though. Wasn't that his first game?
No.
I think he came back from
injury. He played six games before that.
Hammies.
And then, right.
If we get a handle on those hammies, you know?
You really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here we go. All right. You know he's injury prone, right?
Yeah. Very injury prone.
And you think you can fix that?
I don't know.
But you would risk it. And then when he's sitting next to Spo for half the season, then what are you going to say?
They said Tim Hardaway's knee was cooked. Pat took a chance.
He kind of does every other year now that I'm looking at it. First year, 24.
Well, he was healthy all of last year, and then he got hurt in the playoffs.
70 games last year. Pretty. Yeah, no, it sucks. But, you know, another year with 61 games, that's more than Jimmy Butler.
Man. You see that 360?
That was crazy.
Woo-wee.
You wouldn't want to see the Kaseya Center with that, Leroy?
Come on.
That wouldn't wet your whistle, tickle your fancy a little bit?
Yeah. Big body, too. I know he's not 7 feet, but Leroy, big body, huh?
Plays inside, plays big.
Look at that.
Big, 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 big.
I want Khalil.
Well, we don't got. I mean, it's not mutually exclusive. I mean, you know, we could have Khalil there too. I'm not trading him Kalel. Where? You don't get Kalel.
Nah. You know why?
Maybe Jaime. Tall time?
Really? You get rid of footwork?
No. I'm just, spitballing here, baby.
Jaime is Latino Mr. Fundamental, right? Footwork is...
His footwork is back. It's good to see. I missed it.
But shot that ball.
It looked like the Monstars took his stuff this season. Yeah. These last couple of games, he's looked like Jaime Jaquez again.
Well. Maybe he was banged up.
Maybe.
That's what I believe, RVA Richie.
What?
No trading the younglings. Hmm. I'm not doing it. It's time for the Miami Heat to start building for the future, right? And stop trying to patch it up and think, oh, if I add a couple of stars here for the next couple of years, we're going to be good. I don't want no old players. How old is Bradley Beal?
34.
Nope.
He's 34?
I don't know. I just threw that out there. 31.
31, yeah.
Nope. That guy ain't played a full season in his career.
He put up a real stinker last night.
Of course he did.
It doesn't matter. He holds the cards.
He does hold the cards.
You know what? That was a real stinker. 31 minutes, 10 points.
That dude just won the pot with a deuce and three off suit.
Love that.
You want to talk about, like, right? Bradley Beal, they lost to the Hornets last night, so they pulled the Heat, and they lost to a 7-win team.
Oh, my God. You know.
And the Hornets beat them. Bradley Beal had 10 points. I think Devin Booker and Durant combined for 70-plus, because I think Booker had 39 last night.
Yikes.
And they're just so – they want him gone so much. But Bradley Beal's like, what do I owe you? Why do I have to leave this lovely place of Phoenix? I don't want to leave. You know?
The first of his name, the holder of cards, Bradley Beal.
That's a point.
Come on, man. Hey, like.
Point for Leroy.
You know what everybody in the league is saying?
Hmm?
Damn you, Washington.
For giving him that.
Look how they had to keep, like, Washington was trying to get rid of him for like 3 years. And he's like, I don't know. Like, he probably just really hates moving, you know?
Well, because Washington had to give him that to keep him there.
Yeah, but he also kind of like, he was like, I don't know if I stay here. They got to give me the Uber Max.
This Phoenix team is so bad that Kevin Durant had 26, Devin Booker had 39, and the next closest person with 10 points was Bradley Beal.
Yep.
Like what? What are we talking about here?
They're not good.
Yeah. And they finished with 90.
Jimmy Butler's dying to go over there.
because they got contract in hand waiting. Hey, you get Bradley Beal's contract.
So in all of this Jimmy Butler stuff.
Yep.
And everything that he said. Right? His actions are showing what it's about, right?
Definitely.
Can we all agree on that?
Agreed. 100%.
Okay. And so if that's the case, anybody that would give him the extra years, he would go to.
Right. But I think that this is the only team that's definitely like, you get it when you come here.
So his agent has probably searched the internet and looked at what teams could possibly do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he figured it out.
Because here's the thing that the Suns are in the situation right now with the Bradley Beal contract. Okay, their team sucks. They traded for him. But the money that Bradley Beal currently has left on his deal is the exact contract that Jimmy Butler wants. Maybe a few million here or there, but it's like the same money. So if they lose Bradley Beal, they pay Jimmy Butler. There's no difference.
And you, in effect, would be paying Jimmy Butler more than you're paying KD and Devin Booker.
I don't know. Who's their the contract, highest paid?
Devin Booker's contract isn't up yet.
I thought he just got an extension. Because I thought Devin Booker's got one of them Uber deals because he's like one of their draft picks.
Yeah. So he signed a 4-year maximum contract. July.
$220 million? Dollars?
Correct.
Yeah. For 4 years?
Yep.
That's less than 60.
This is the first
so
year.
So he was,
contract.
In effect, would be getting about the same amount as Jimmy.
He gets 60 in 27, 28.
Yeah. And this year, his salary is 49.
Wow. And what about KD?
Kevin Durant's got 1 year, I think, left after this. Because a lot of people are wondering, like, what's Kevin Durant going to do if this team sucks? Mm-hmm. That dude shows you. He'll be rats off the ship.
So trade for KD.
Kevin Durant, 51.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
That's pretty good.
You guys want Jimmy Butler so much, trade Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we need?
Make a stink?
Gotta have him make a stink.
Yeah. Jimmy did that already!
Yeah.
How much more stink you need?
No, I need Kevin.
We got all the stink we could deal with.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of stink, Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel.
Ugh.
They put up some stink yesterday at that press conference.
Gross.
We'll bring you that next.